like to welcome you to the Warriors Tape Ministry. We pray that this recording will bless your life today. For a complete catalog of other recordings, go to our website located at warriors.cc. Be blessed.
Zechariah 3, because I got a bunch of scriptures, so I want you to follow with me, okay? This is Zechariah prophesying. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest. Now, let me say, this is Joshua, the high priest. A lot of you may not know much about Joshua, but Joshua is very important to us because of the entering of a new order. Remember, Joshua, the first Joshua that led the children of Israel, well, actually was Moses' right-hand man and received the mantle from Moses to govern the children of Israel. His name was Hoshea, then Yahshua. So he went through a name change. What I'm going to present to you this morning is an introduction to the new order. The old order, now I'm not saying one world order. I'm talking about the new order of the church, the hundredfold. I'm talking about entering in tabernacles, as we talked Tuesday. Now, it says, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest. The high priest was standing before the throne of God. And as he was standing before the angel of the Lord, now I want to present to you, I'm going to call a word to you, you'll probably forget before you get out. The word is theophany. A theophany is the appearance of Jesus in the Old Testament. Are you with me? Now, if you don't want to believe that, it's okay. This will work. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest. Now, so we know this is Joshua, the high priest, because he calls him by his name and title. Are you with me? Standing before the angel of the Lord and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. Now, let's consider, why was he at his right hand? Because up to this point, all the power that we have been using to fight the enemy is by our right hand. Our own power. Our own power. But you're about to see a switch, because the one coming riding on a white horse is about to introduce more horsepower. Are you listening to me? Come on now. So the old order of doing things was running off your enemy in your own power. How much you fasted, how much you prayed, how much you hollered at the devil. Do you understand that? Now, here we go. And he said to Satan, Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. The New Living Translation says, constantly accusing Joshua. Now, he was standing there to accuse him because Joshua was in sin. He had done something wrong. Doesn't say what it is. I say, I want to go and paint you a better picture, a different picture, because we're going through the blood now. We're going through the blood where our filthy garments are being changed. Amen. Are you with me? Now, it says here, and Satan was standing at his right hand to oppose him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. There it is. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And then God identifies himself. I like that. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? Now, let me talk to you about a brand plucked from the fire. It's like, Mom, I tell you what it is. It's like a stick in the fire that has been burned and charred, or like charcoal. Good for nothing, really. If it's not taken out, it'll just burn to cinder. But God said he picked this man, Joshua, the high priest, up out of the fire. A brand plucked out by the fire. Are you with me? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. The reason he was clothed with filthy garments signifies that he was unclean. We'll leave it there for a moment. He was unclean. Are you with me? Now, Then he answered and spoke to those. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then he answered and spoke to them who stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you with rich robes. I have removed your mantle and put my mantle on you. My apparel is rich. In other words, with my apparel comes all of the authority of the one giving it to you. Authority over life, death, hell, the grave, riches here breaks down treasures. Treasures. The secret manna that we've been talking to you about. Treasures stored in heaven. We've talked to you about warehouses full of arms and legs and eyes and kidneys and hearts. Those warehouses, he's talking about getting him ready for this. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I want to try to pave the road for this as I go. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments, and he got him, as he moved, he said, take away the filthy garments from him. I'm in verse 4. And to him he said, see, I have removed your iniquity from you, and I'm going to clothe you with my rich robes. And I said, let them put a clean turban on his head also. So they put a clean turban on his head, and they put new clothes on him. That word clothes is garments. He got a new anointing. I put a new anointing on you, because anytime you step out of the old order into the new order, you need a new anointing. Are you with me? Now, it says here, verse 6, then the angel of the Lord admonished or preached to Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if you walk in my ways and if you keep my command, then you shall also judge my house. Do you not know the Bible says you shall judge angels? He says here to the high priest Joshua that you're going to judge my house and likewise have charge of my courts. I'm going to give you places to walk among those who stand here. Now, this is interesting because they're before the throne of God, those who stand here. I'm about to introduce you to two different companies, those who are standing and those who are sitting. The word standing signifies those who are ready to be dispatched or have been dispatched, ready to carry out orders. The ones that sit are those waiting for orders. Are you with me so far? So I gave you places to walk among those who stand here. Those who stand here, who that is, that represents the ministering spirits. He makes his angels ministering spirits and his ministers flames of fire. Hear, O Joshua, the high priest, verse 8, you and your companions who sit before you. Oh, feel the Holy Ghost. For they are a wondrous sign. That word breaks down, men of sign. That means signs and wonder men. Men, a company of men appointed for signs and wonders. That word breaks down miracle, a special display of God's power, and they're very conspicuous. Just love that. And they're sitting, waiting for orders. They have not been commissioned yet. That's why they're sitting. They need to be commissioned by the high priest. They are priests, but they're waiting to be commissioned by Joshua. But Joshua can't commission them until he takes a step into the new order, out of Pentecost into tabernacles. Let me touch on that. They are a wondrous, you see. There is a sign and wonder company. A company of men and women who are called by God to perform signs and wonders like you've not seen before. Now, I'm reading to you in the Old Testament, prophesying of the forthcoming of these brothers. I expected you to look at me like that. That's okay. Now, John 15 says, I want you to go to John 15 if you will. Mostly, we have been told, we have been taught that, for behold, I need to read this while you're going there. For behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. For behold, I'm bringing forth my servant, the branch. Now, expositors, Bill, from the turn of the century to now, always refer to the branch as being Jesus. Now, without throwing in stuff to confuse you or cause arguments over things that we don't need to argue about, because it's not as important as where I'm going with this. So for the sake of argument, we'll say, yes, it does foretell of Jesus. However, there's more to the story. Are you with me? Are you in John 15 yet? Okay, let's go to verse 1 while I find it. Okay, I got it. Jesus is saying, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. In other words, you don't have to go through hell to be pruned. But if you don't listen to the word, trust me, you're going through hell. But you will be pruned. And you know the old adage, if you're going through hell, don't stop. Keep going. Abide in me, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Now he says it plainly, Ricky. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. For without me you can do nothing. For without me you can do nothing. I am the vine. Go back to where we were. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Are you with me? So when he says here, for behold, I am bringing forth my servant, the branch. He's talking about this wondrous company who is sitting, waiting for orders from headquarters. They're like stem cells. They have no assignment yet. But it's a great and wondrous thing when God sees he's about to inject these. I can say, prophetically, Jerry, they've already been injected into the church. They've already been put in the church. And they're down here now. We're here now waiting for order. We're sitting down waiting. We'll wait upon the Lord. We've been waiting upon the Lord. But the commission, the sound, the trumpet from Zion is sounding. It's sounding. And there are those who are hearing it. There's those who are hearing in Africa. In Africa, there's a church that you cannot be the elder of unless you've had five people being raised from the dead in your ministry documented. These are men that walk in signs and wonders because they've heard the call. Now, let me say this to you. I'm getting ahead of myself, but as it comes, I'm just going to throw it out. Is that okay? You see, it says, he who's first is last, and he who's last is first. America, we sowed missionary after missionary after missionary. We were first, so we started sowing the missionaries. And as they come up, do you realize, as I speak to you right now, every year, 10 million Chinese people turn to God every year. Do you realize? Do you realize? that it won't be very long before they are the biggest Christian nation on the planet. 10 million a year. Now listen, they don't have Bibles. What they have is, he's going to be John 3. She's going to be John 4. There's a 17-year-old gentleman by the name of Cho and Lee. Cho and Lee, here's how they get orders when to meet. The Lord tells them, meet at this certain grove at such and such a time, and everybody just shows up. 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 people show up. And before the federal people, the police get there, God tells them. So they disperse. So Cho In Lee, he knows more Bible than the rest of them, so he's the guy that leads them. He knows more scripture. But you see, they just, not having nothing but the scripture, just act like the word is true. They don't have this homogenized stuff.
Come on now.
They don't have, if you do this, you can have that. They don't have Jesus plus go to this school. Jesus plus use this oil. Jesus plus go here. Jesus plus go to this meeting. Go to that meeting. Jesus plus do this. Pray this way. Walk this way. Do this. Listen to that. Go this way. Eat this. Eat that. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. Stop it. So God calls a meeting. So there's thousands of Chinese there worshiping God. Worshiping God. They just show up because they can't send out emails. They can't put flags. They can't put stickers. They can't advertise. Because Jesus is a fugitive there. All of a sudden, they're surrounded by 12 trucks with soldiers piling out. And they take Chu and Lai, and they fire upon him and shoot him 42 times, and he drops dead. Drops dead! They all gather around him. What do? They read that God commanded, go forth, speak in tongues, cast out devils, and raise the dead. They didn't read it as an option. They read it as a command. Talking about this wondrous company. And they started praying for him. Oh, shake. Well, they took their rifle butts, the soldiers did, and beat the people down till they were worn out. Beat them down till they were worn out. Got in their trucks exhausted from beating people up with their, and drove off. They gathered around their leader and started praying for him. And he got up preaching right where he left off. And he said, what's all this blood on me? Now, China, we have missionaries that died in China. We sowed seed. As China comes up, and as that seed starts breaking ground, the seed comes up and dies. When that seed dies, it's dying now. And more are coming up, more are coming up. He who is first is last, and he who is last is first. That's our call, and that's our cry. Come on. I'm giving you some good stuff up in here. You can hold this as the word of God. This is not a dream, a vision, a prophecy. This is the word of God. Thank God for visions and prophecy. But this is the word. Thank God for that. For behold, let me read that again. Hear, O Joshua, high priest, you and your companions who sit before you. You and those who are just like you. Waiting for orders. Waiting to be commissioned. For they are a wondrous sign. They're a sign and wonder company. For behold, I'm sending my branch. I like that. Verse Chapter 4, and it gets a little heavy here. Keep up. Now the angel who talked with me came back and woke me up as a man who wakes out of his sleep. And he said to me, what do you see? And I said, I am looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold with a bowl on top of it, and on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to the seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it, one on the right of the bowl and the other on the left. So I answered and spoke to the angel who talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel who talked with me answered and said, do you not know what they are? And he said, no, my Lord. So he answered and said, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Now, let me stop. Let me go get you. This is not the same candlestick in Exodus. Okay, I want you to look at the pop slide. Now, if you'll notice here, the one from Exodus has one pipe going straight down that feeds three to the left and three to the right. You see that? Do you also see the three bulbs on each side? And each of those bulbs is three manifestations of the olive fruit. See that? Right there? Okay, what you see there is the bud, you see the flower, and you see the fruit. There are nine on one side and nine on the other. In the middle pipe here, you'll see 12. Actually, there's four, and inside of four, what, four and three is 12. Inside of there, you'll see 12. Now, those added together and multiplied equals 66. The candle is a light unto the Word of God, and there are 66 books in the Word of God. So it speaks of Jesus, who is the center, who supplies oil to the one side being the nature, the nine gifts, the other side being the power, one side being the nature, the nine fruits, the other side being the ministry of Jesus Christ, the nine gifts. Are you with me? Now, as we look, that's the old order. Say old order. That's the old order. Now, in the old order, every day, the priest, the high priest, had to go into the tabernacle and beat olives and put olive oil inside of the lamp, work. He had to work every day to put oil inside of this lamp to feed the six pipes. Are you with me? And on the end of the pipes, there was a candle. Candlestick was lit. That's where he trimmed the wicks of the candlestick. That's what makes the light. Are you with me so far? Now, if you'll notice the one in Zechariah, see that? It says there's a gold cup bowl on top of it. And on top of the bowl runs seven pipes down to the seven candlesticks. This means what he's saying, you could love this. What he's saying is we put oil in the top of the bowl, and gravity, if you will, pulls it down into all the pipes. It's each seven, by the way, seven represents the seven churches. So the oil that doesn't need to get put in every day, because now it moves from the old order of works to the new order of not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I'm going to drop oil into each of the pipes, and there's a continual supply because each pipe has a pipe to feed it with coming from my oil, which is from heaven, drops down and goes into the church. And as it goes into the church has the anointing from on high, and the filthy rags are now changed. Are you listening to me? And they're no longer walking in the old order.
That's right. Hallelujah. Right.
We're walking in a new order. So you have the bowl at the top, Bubba. I know you love this. Feeding down seven pipes into the seven churches. A continuous flow of oil into the seven churches. A fresh anointing on the seven churches. And inside of the seven churches are seven wondrous people. A complete deal. A wondrous sign. And all the churches that will heed to the new order, there is oil coming to supply the anointing for signs and wonders, and you will be conspicuous. They will pick you up. There comes one. There he is. They'll see you in the malls. They'll see you in the halls because you'll just be glowing. They'll see you walk by people. They'll see them getting healed because it's not 30-fold, 60-fold. It's 100-fold. Now, if Peter, James, and John, Mark, Luke were apostles of Passover and Pentecost, they didn't see tabernacles because tabernacles is an event that has yet to happen in the natural. But you must understand, going back to here, well, I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Hold on just a minute. I'm sorry to get excited. Then the angel who talked with me answered and said to me, "Do you not know what these are? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit." Now watch this. "Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. I will say to the mountain, move. I will say to the mountain, get away, get out of my way. For whosoever would say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and doesn't doubt in his heart, but believes those things he says will come to pass, then he'll have whatever he says." Three times you're told to speak it. One time you're told to believe it. Start speaking to your mountain. Start speaking to your mountain, Christine. Start speaking to it, woman of God. Thomas, start speaking to this mountain. You know what I'm talking about. Start speaking to that mountain and watch it go away. Watch it go away. Watch the full manifestation, because nothing can hide from the Word of God. You know what I'm talking about. It can't stay. My mom is a testimony. Old age might get her, but cancer can't have her. When it's time for her, she'll just step on over. Come on. Bless God. You know, this ain't you got to go crippled, sick, and maimed and out of your mind. Come on. I know I'm preaching good now. Yes, he does. I just feel the power of God. Come on. "Who are you, O great mountain? You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing. I'll say to the mountain, hey, be removed. Get out of my way." I like that. And before Zerubbabel, it's going to be a desert, flat. You know what a plain means? Plain. No, don't do that. Plain means it's flat. Plain means it's flat. It's flat. Plain. Make it flat. "And he shall bring forth the capstone." Now, this is important. "He shall bring forth the capstone." This is very important, because you must understand, Paul said that I build on 1 Corinthians 3:10. I lay a foundation, the foundation stone, which is Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Ephesians 2:20, that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. But Zerubbabel is going to build on the capstone. So therefore, the 30-fold revelation of Jesus Christ is the foundation stone. The cornerstone, Jesus the Lord, Jesus the man, that's only a 60-fold. Not that Jesus is 60-fold, but the belief that Jesus is Lord is 60-fold. But when you start building from the capstone, you start walking in the branch anointing. Oh, come on. This ought to start getting good to you any minute now. Are you listening to me? You see, with, now, and there's going to be a shout going that day. Grace! 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 How's it going to happen? Grace! Grace! Oh, you don't know how much dope I've done. Grace! Oh, you don't know how many failures I've had. Grace! Oh, you don't know what I did. Grace! 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 Grace. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hand shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent you to me, for he has despised the day of small things. For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven. Remember I was talking to you about the ones that were, that's these seven. He's talking about the seven brothers that are sitting over there waiting to be commissioned. They're waiting, sitting there waiting. Seven. What's seven mean? They're in, the seven are in each church. There's a company of wonders, signs and wonders. People, we already call this the sign and wonders. Group, company, signed and wonders group. There is a group of people commissioned to do signs and wonders. Commissioned for it. You know what a sign and wonder is? It's a sign that makes you wonder. Wonder, what is a, what that God, three God. I remember Chuck Kawaszewski. He came to me and he prophesied. He says, okay, I was really new in the thing. He said, here's the word of the Lord for you. I had a dream about you. The Lord has put me on your heart, and I've been praying for you. I've been praying for you. I've been praying for you. To be quite frank, I'm sick of praying for you. And he says, in a dream, I saw five things take place that no one had ever seen before. And I said, this couldn't be God. And he said, the Spirit of God hit me so hard in the dream, I fell out in the dream and was weeping profusely in the dream. I saw five signs come from you. And your company. What is that? That's what he said. That no one has ever seen. I said, Chuck, excuse me, Mr. Kawaszewski, what were they? He went, I don't know. No one's ever seen them. The Lord blocked it from me. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Press just like on the worship. See, you don't quit. You just keep going. Now, I'm in chapter 2, verse 2. Now, remember he said, the word of the Lord, which is was spoken to Zerubbabel. Okay? Brace yourself. I can bring it home with this. Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest. There he is again. And the remnant of the people, the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? This is not in your eyes as nothing. Yet now, be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord. And be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord. And work, for I am with you, says the Lord. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, one more time. In a little while, I'm going to shake heaven, and I'm going to shake earth, and I'm going to shake the land and the sea, and I'm going to shake all the nations, and they're going to come to the desire of the nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. Now, someone says that's a natural temple. It's always the natural before the spiritual. I will fill this temple with my glory. I love it. Now look at this. The silver's mine. The gold is mine. The glory of the latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. So there is a company coming. There is a company coming, you see, who have passed from one order to the next order. Now, these are men that have yet to be commissioned, but they've been trained up. They're instant in season and instant out of season. And there is a bowl, there is a place, there is an anointing that comes down now from to fill all of the seven churches, and it's not by work, because you read with me, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's now by my Spirit, says the Lord. So as the Lord is now anointing and ordaining the seven churches to come out of the dark age and step up out of Passover, step through Pentecost and head towards tabernacles, in this place you will tabernacle with me, because what I'm doing is I'm raising up, not necessarily an end time, but a now time army. You understand that? Say now time. Because now is the time that this sign and wonder company is coming forth. A company. So I say this to you. Don't despise. He says, who among you have despised small beginnings? Oh, we're meeting in a storefront. Oh, we're meeting in the warehouse. Oh, we're meeting under a tree stump. Don't despise small beginnings. Oh, you don't know the last church I left. You don't know. We had all the big stuff. We never had feedback problems. We never had to set up on Friday and then tear it out again on Sunday. We never had that. The glory of the latter house will be greater than the former house, because there were no signs and wonders. It was works doing that. But now it's going to be not by might or by power. It's going to be by the Holy Ghost. And these brothers that are coming, it says they're conspicuous. You know what that means? They act. It says they act conspicuously. I like that. I couldn't write it all on my little sticky. They act conspicuously. In other words, you know them because they're very conspicuous. You know, when a bad guy comes in the room, he's a gangster. He's very conspicuous. His pants are below his rump. He's walking with the walk. Hey, y'all, come in. He does all these stuff. He's listening to the stuff. You know what a gangster is because he's conspicuous. You know what a Christian is because they're conspicuous. You can't tell where they are, because they're not making any trouble. They're not turning over chairs. They're not creating problems. They're not stirring up water. They're not challenging people to come out of the old and embrace the new. They're not invoking no one to jealousy. The Bible says, provoke me to jealousy. How you provoke someone to jealousy? Look good in the Holy Ghost. Be conspicuous in the Holy Ghost. Flow like the oil is coming down. Flow like, because you are a church that's anointed and appointed and not disjointed. And the glory of this house is greater than the former house, because there's a rain coming. There's a rain coming. God told Noah, there's a rain coming. People won't listen to you because they've never heard the word rain. They don't know what rain is. You might as well go tell them. It'd be like me telling you, brace yourself, it's about the Parfinkel. Now, we don't know what Parfinkel is. They didn't know what rain was. But you understand it's going to rain like you've never seen before, because down the line, the former rain and the latter rain are coming together. We've already had a former rain. We've already had a latter rain. But we're about to see the former and latter rain together. You understand? A perfect storm. I love it. And when these two come to a head, this army of companions, this sign and wonder company that have been sitting down. Go back to... I got to end it with this. Go back to Zechariah 4. Can you get over there real quick? Let's take with verse 11. I'm going to 11 through 14 and I'll quit. Then I answered and said, what are these two olive trees? One on the right of the lampstand and the other on its left. And I further answered and said to him, What are these two olive branches that drip? My New King James, but the King James says empty. Empty yourselves. Empty yourselves into the receptacles of the two gold pipes from which the golden oil drains. The golden oil drains. Oh, Jesus, are you ready for this? Then he answered me and said, do you not know what these are? And I said, no, Lord. And he said, these are the two anointed ones who stand beside the Lord of the whole earth. That word anointed ones is sons of the fresh oil. These are companies of men who have been anointed with fresh oil to go do things that have never been done before, to speak things that have never been thought before and or spoken before. These are men of fresh oil. These are the signs and wonders company who their very shadows go by, and kings of nations bow their knee. Kings of nations will bow their knee. Hugo cannot stand before the presence of God because Hugo don't know God. You understand me? I'm here to proclaim the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Lord of all lords and the King of all kings. Brace yourself because there's no stopping this. The wheels are in motion. Don't despise small beginnings. In this order, we give the enemy no quarter. Do you hear me? We don't give the enemy any quarter. Hey! No quarter.